Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Next week, you get to decide who to send to Pierre to represent your district in the state legislature. Brian Wirth is running to be state senator from District 25. He's an independent candidate, and he joins me now in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You are a financial crimes investigator.
Yes.
What exactly is that?
I started off my fraud investigations at a bank, and I primarily dealt with identity theft. So somebody opened an account, and then, you know, the bill comes due and say, oh, I didn't open this account. We had investigated to see who was liable. For the last 5 years, I worked at a different bank, and I primarily deal with money laundering and tax refund fraud.
All right.
But it also extends to SSA benefit fraud, unemployment fraud. So already trying to save people's tax dollars.
Right, exactly. So tell us why run for office now? What's sort of motivating you to become a candidate for State House?
Sure. I went to USD, actually, and I have a degree in political science. I wasted no time after college starting a family. We have two beautiful children, me and my wife, Mindy. She's the librarian in Del Rapids for the middle school and the high school. After I moved to Del Rapids, I've been there about 9 years. I registered independent because I didn't think either party represented working class people. I grew up in a household of farmers and nurses, hardworking people. I don't think there's a voice for people like us in state government or national government.
Are you finding that some of the voters of your district feel the same way? Is your message resonating with them? Do you get to meet a lot of voters and ask them what they want out of a state lawmaker?
I do. I've met people that are very like-minded. There's a lot of people I know, they're very stressed out. You know, everybody works too long for too little pay. We all kind of agree on the issues. I think a lot of what you hear on national news and the television, it's designed to get us to fight with each other. And I think if you go next door and you talk to your neighbor, we agree that we want a safe environment for our children to grow up. We want opportunities to succeed and fail. And we want our government to be more open and honest. I think as a financial crimes investigator and a certified financial crime specialist, I have the ability to go and make our government a little bit more open and honest.
What are some of the top issues that you think should be addressed in Pierre this session, should voters decide to send you there?
Wages have remained stagnant in this country for about 30 years. We could increase the minimum wage, maybe make it closer to a living wage. That puts pressure on all wages to go up. So, I mean, you might be making more than minimum wage, but if we can get the people that are making minimum wage a higher wage, that makes your employer have to pay you more. I think healthcare is at the top of everybody's mind still. I mean, the cost is still prohibitive for a lot of people. A lot of our rural residents have trouble paying their health insurance, paying their medical bills. It's still the number one reason to declare bankruptcy. It's also, there's a lot of people who are suffering that aren't going to the doctor because they can't afford it. So when the federal government offers you more money to expand your Medicaid, I don't think you should turn it away just to snub the current president. I think you should do what you can to help the residents in your state.
So Medicaid expansion is an important conversation still. And if the other lawmakers don't have an appetite for that, for something, you know, how do you propose to sort of build, you know, the kind of coalition that, you know, that can have conversations about some of the more difficult issues or issues that, you know, that other lawmakers might say, you know, that's just not a high priority for me. How do you sort of build that dialogue in Pierre?
Sure. Since I'm an independent, I have to declare pretty openly what I stand for. I'm running on three issues: Medicare for all, living wages, and getting money out of politics. Number one, Medicare for all is more popular than Medicaid expansion because there's people who qualify for Medicaid, but what about the people who are right above that line? They're struggling too. We can take care of everybody. This is the richest nation in the history of the world. Saying the money's not there is not honest. We have unlimited money when it comes to war and putting people in prison. And neither party is anti-war. We're bombing 8 different countries, and we don't talk about it. I think we need to have those conversations more. I think if I get elected as an independent, I can show both parties that you need to represent your districts, not your donors. I'm not taking any corporate PAC money. I'm doing this with my friends and my family's support, and running an honest campaign, and I'm running it based on hope that we can do better. There can be a better future. We don't have to fight over everything, and we don't have to just run on, I am running in your district, and I'm not the other guy.
Yeah. How do you keep the money out of politics? Are there sort of legislative solutions to that? Do you think the laws need to be, how do you address the campaign finance, the issues in the state, sort of even that playing field, or do you not? Do you just do voters respond to someone who says, I could do this, but I have decided not to?
Sure. We as voters passed Initiative Measure 22 2 years ago, and the legislation, they repealed it a couple months later, and they said that we didn't understand the issue. Now we get to vote on Amendment W, which does a lot of the same things that Initiative Measure 22 does. We need to put strong limits on campaign finance. We need to put strong limits on what lobbyists can offer and do for legislatures and peer. I think that's a step in the right direction. And if we got it wrong, the voters, we can vote on it 2 years from now and make some updates if we need to. I know a lot of people are upset with Amendment W because they say it's above the legislature, and it is, and that's kind of the point. We don't trust the people that are going to peer to fix this.
Mm. When we talk about Medicare for All, increasing a wage to a living wage, in a state like South Dakota, do you think that the money is there in the state budget and it's just not being used, in a way that supports those priorities, or do you think that the sort of the tax structure of the state needs to be looked at and sort of reevaluated?
Right. If federal government is not going to help us with the issues that we're struggling with, we have to figure it out on our own. This is a very business friendly, low tax state. That's been great for many years, but it hasn't dragged wages up. We currently have a regressive tax on our banks. So if you make $400 million or less a year, you pay 6%. And as you go up, it goes down. So if you make $1.2 billion, you pay 0.25 taxes on that revenue that's above that. We could flip that, make it a progressive tax, give our smaller banks, our smaller financial institutions a break, and tax the larger banks that take advantage of our hardworking South Dakotans that work in here in Sioux Falls. Yeah. I've worked for several of the large banks. They can afford it.
Is this the first time you've run for office?
Yes, I'm a first-time candidate.
So I've been asking all the first-time candidates this. There's such a learning curve to being a candidate from, how much does a yard sign cost? What are the best things? And a lot of the Democratic candidates have had support from the Democratic Party. Republican first-time candidates are getting support from their party. How does an independent sort of seek that mentorship and guidance and the support in order to run a successful campaign and either get elected, or learn enough to, do it again and build and get elected next time? Where does your support come from?
My support comes from my friends and my family. To figure out how to run as an independent, I read a blog out of Aberdeen called Dakota Free Press. He covers a lot of South Dakota politics, and he said that there's still time to register as an independent when one party failed to nominate anyone to run against our incumbent here in District 25.
I see. All right. Brian Wirth is running for state senator from District 25, and he joined us for Meet the Candidates. Thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori.
And you can find all the conversations on our website, listen.sdpb.org.